Okay, everyone, we are going to do the last story time, and this one is with Andrea Beatty, and I hope that you are all very excited. After she's done reading her book, she's going to be out front signing copies of books that you could buy if you go to the right, or you can just go and ask her questions or hang out for a little bit. I leave it to you.
Oh, thank you. Hello, friends. How are you? I am so excited to be here. I live in Chicago, which is kind of far from here, but I love coming to Boston. And I have never been in the Boston Library before, so I'm absolutely delighted. Can we actually give the Boston Public Library and all of the amazing librarians here a big round of applause? Thank you. Well, as you know, I'm Andrea Beatty, and I write books, but while I really love writing books, and some of my books are Iggy Peck, Architect, and Ada Twist, Scientist, and Rosie Revere, Engineer, my favorite thing in the world is reading books with kids, so I was delighted to be asked to come here. So I am going to jump right in, and I'm going to start reading. And today I'm going to read with you Rosie Revere, Engineer. Written by me. I'm not going to lie to you, that never gets old. And illustrated by a man who is simply genius, a man named David Roberts, who lives in London and is one of the kindest people in the whole wide universe. All right. Rosie Revere, Engineer. This is the story of Rosie Revere, who dreamed of becoming a great engineer. In Lila Greer's classroom at Blue River Creek, young Rosie sat shyly, not daring to speak. But when no one saw her, she peeked in the trash for treasure to add to her engineer's stash. And late at night, Rosie rolled up her sleeves and built in her hideaway under the eaves. Alone in her attic, the moon high above, dear Rosie made gadgets and gizmos she loved. And when she grew sleepy, she hid her machines far under the bed where they'd never be seen. When Rosie was young, she had not been so shy. She worked with her hair swooping over one eye and made fine inventions for uncles and aunts, a hot dog dispenser, and helium pants. I would like a pair of helium pants. I hope one of you grows up and invents a pair for me, okay? I don't think that's too much to ask. The uncle she loved most was zookeeper Fred. She made him a hat to keep snakes off his head for parts of a fan and some cheddar cheese spray, which everyone knows keeps the pythons away. And you know, in nature, you will not find cheddar cheese spray and pythons in the same place. And when it was finished, young Rosie was proud. But Fred slapped his knee and he chuckled out loud. He laughed till they wheezed and his eyes filled with tears. All to the horror of Rosie Revere, who stood there embarrassed, perplexed, and dismayed. She looked at the cheese hat and then looked away. I love it, Fred hooted. Oh, truly, I do. But Rosie Revere knew that could not be true. She stuck the cheese hat on the back of her shelf and after that day kept her dreams to herself. And that's how it went until one autumn day her oldest relation showed up for a stay. Her great-great-aunt Rose was a true dynamo who'd worked building airplanes a long time ago. She told Rosie tales of the things she had done and the goals that she checked off her list one by one. She gave a sad smile as she looked to the sky. The only thrill left on my list is to fly. The time never lingers as long as it seems. I'll chalk that one up to an old lady's dreams. That night, as Rosie lay wide-eyed in bed, a daring idea crept into her head. Could she build a gizmo to help her aunt fly? She looked at the cheese hat and thought, no, not I. The questions are tricky, and some hold on tight, and this one kept Rosie awake through the night. So when dawn approached and red streaks lit the sky, young Rosie knew just how to make her aunt fly. She worked and she worked till the day was half gone, then hauled her cheesecopter out onto the lawn to give her invention a test just to see the ridiculous flop it might turn out to be. Strapped into the cockpit, she flipped on the switch. The Helio cheesecopter sputtered and twitched. It floated a moment and whirled round and round. It froze for a heartbeat and crashed to the ground. Then Rosie heard laughter and turned round to see the old woman laughing and slapping her knee. She laughed till she wheezed and her eyes filled with tears, all to the horror of Rosie Revere, who thought, oh, no, never, not ever again will I try to build something to sputter or spin or build with a lever, a switch, or a gear. And never will I be a great engineer. She turned round to leave, but then great-great-aunt Rose grabbed hold of young Rosie and pulled her in close and hugged her and kissed her and started to cry. You did it! Hooray! That was the perfect first try. This great flop is over. It's time for the next. Young Rosie was baffled, embarrassed, perplexed. I failed, said dear Rosie. It's just made of trash. Didn't you see it? The cheesecopter crashed. Yes, said her great aunt. It crashed, that is true. But first, it did just what it needed to do. Before it crashed, Rosie, before that, it flew. Your brilliant first flop was a raging success. Come on, let's get busy. It's time for the next. She handed a notebook to Rosie Revere, who smiled at her aunt as it all became clear. Life might have its failures, but this was not it. The only true failure can come if you quit. They worked till the sun sneaked away to its bed. Aunt Rose tied her headscarf around Rosie's head and sent her to sleep with a smile ear to ear to dream the bold dreams of a great engineer. At Blue River Creek, all the kids in grade 2 build gizmos and gadgets and doohickeys too. With each perfect failure, they all stand and cheer, but none quite so proudly as Rosie Revere. And there goes great Aunt Rose. The end. Thank you. All right. I think some people, you guys are getting blinded, and I will try to use my enormous girth to block the sun from you, but even I am not so very easy. I wonder if there's not a blind or anything, is there? No, there is not. Okay, so I can be brave with you guys. I'm sorry. My dazzling personality is blinding you all. Oh, heavens. I can't begin to thank all of you, parents particularly, who have shown these books so much love and given them to your kids. That, to me, as a parent, I know that that is... There's no time more special in the day than when you are reading books with your kids. And so to know that our books have found a way into that spot in your family is not lost on me, and I thank you. And I also thank you for coming out on a weekend to see us, thank you. So parents, you're awesome. Kids, the adults here are awesome, just so you know. So I want to tell you about a new adventure we're doing. So as you know, there's Rosie, there's Iggy Peck, architect, and there's Ada Twist, scientist. And next fall, I should tell you, there will be another kid in Miss Lila Greer's class who will have a picture book adventure. And that'll be next November. And I cannot tell you who it is because it's a secret. I know. I love having secrets. I do, but it's really hard. And people say, is it a boy or is it a girl? And I can only say yes. Yes, it is. So well done, kids, for figuring that out. But in the meantime, we wanted to have some new adventures for the kids in the class, for Rosie and Ada and Iggy. And frankly, it got a lot to be saying Iggy Peck Architect, Rosie Revere Engineer, and Ada Twist Scientist every single time. And then I had to take a nap because I was so tired. So we've given this world a new name called the Questionnaires. And I'll be your sunshield. Questionnaires.com. Go out and check out the website. There's tons of stuff for parents, for kids, for teachers, lots and lots of materials. So anyhow, this is the first in the series, just came out last week, and I'm sort of delighted, extremely delighted to say, hit the New York Times, so thank you all. Yeah, that's a big deal. It's kind of a really big deal. Sun, go down, go down. Oh, if only I had that power. That would be bad, actually, if I had that power. Okay. This is the first of at least three books, and hopefully many more. In each book, all the kids will show up. So this one, Rosie is sort of taking the lead, and it's has an engineering bent. But also Iggy and Ada are in there helping. And we get to meet Great Aunt Rose again, and a lot of her friends. Okay? So I'm going to tell you just a tiny bit about how it goes, and then I'm going to go out afterwards. We may have some time for questions and answers if the things you want to know. But also I'll be sitting out there, and I'd love to chat with you and sign books or just meet you. All right. So you remember Great Aunt... Ooh, everyone's so chatty when they leave the library, aren't they? They are. It's like they're all leaving. Goodbye. Okay. You remember Uncle Fred, right? Well, Uncle Fred is the zookeeper in Blue River Creek, right? Well, here's the thing about Uncle Fred. You know how he had snakes on his head? That's because Uncle Fred loves snakes, and snakes love Uncle Fred. And everywhere he goes, man, the snakes are like, I would say they say, Uncle Fred, but they don't. They just go, and he's like, yeah, snakes. But sometimes it's too much. And so, like, this is his office, and there are snakes in his pockets. Yeah, there are snakes in his trash can. There are snakes in his backpack. And there's even a teeny tiny snake in his lunch. And he's just about to take a bite of little Vern, the green snake, when Rosie's like, Uncle Fred, no, don't take a bite of that. No, 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 no. So Rosie decides she needs to make an invention. And she makes an invention she calls the Snake Away. And the Snake Away, this time, instead of using cheddar cheese spray, she tries ketchup to keep the snakes away. Do you think it will work? I don't know. I don't know. I do know that in nature, you won't find ketchup in snakes either. So maybe. Well, Rosie is just about to try it out, and Iggy and Ada are helping her, and they get it all set up, load it with ketchup, they have the fake snake ready to test, and they do a countdown. Will you help me count down? All right. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and they hit the big button, and sploosh, ketchup goes everywhere. It's a total flop. It doesn't work. But do you think Rosie's going to give up? No. She's not going to give up because Rosie knows, just like all engineers know, that failing is just part of the process. And that's just the thing you do until the next time. That's how you figure out how to change it, right? So Rosie gets out her notebook, and Great Aunt Rose gave her a notebook. So all through the book, there's Rosie's notes that she takes. And she takes a note. This was try number 5. The first try was a fabulous flop. The second try was a magnificent mess. The third try was a creative catastrophe. The fourth try was a distinguished dud. And the fifth try was a ketchup-y kerfuffle. Do you know what a kerfuffle is? A kerfuffle is what you get when you mix a flop, a mess, a catastrophe, and a dud, and you cover it with ketchup. It's not good, is it? But you know what? It's okay. So Rosie and Iggy and Ada think about how to fix it, and then Ada and Iggy had to go home, and Rosie was just about to start working again when all at once she heard a banging, clanging, whirring, purring sound, and she looked out the window. It was Great Aunt Rose in the cheesecopter, and she landed on the lawn. Thump. Rosie ran out to see her. "Hey, hey," said Great Aunt Rose. "How's my favorite engineer?" "Well, my invention didn't work," said Rosie. "Brilliant," said Great Aunt Rose. "Tell me about it on the way." "Are we going somewhere?" asked Rosie. "You bet we are," said Great Aunt Rose. "And there's no time to lose. It's an emergency." And so they climbed into the cheesecopter, and off they flew. They flew past the school. They flew past Iggy Peck Bridge. They flew all the way to the edge of town, and they landed in front of this house. It was a big house, an old white house, and they landed with a flump, and Great Aunt Rose said, "We're here." "Where is here?" asked Rosie. "I've got a better question," said Great Aunt Rose. "Who is here?" Just then, a woman came out, a tall woman who wore a bandana, just like Great Aunt Rose had given Rosie. "It's about time you got here," said the woman. "Boss is getting antsy." "What else is new?" said Great Aunt Rose. They walked into the house. Everywhere they looked, there were pictures. They were pictures of women from long ago who were building airplanes. And Rosie noticed that one of them looked familiar. It was Great Aunt Rose, and she was young. "Those pictures are of the Blue River Creek Riveters," said Great Aunt Rose. "They were the toughest, sassiest bunch of airplane builders you ever saw." "And the best dancers," said the tall woman. "And the best musicians," called another voice from the kitchen. "Stop yakking and get that girl in here," called another voice from the kitchen. "You better hurry," said Aunt Rose. "Boss is nervous." And so they stepped into the kitchen where they saw five women sitting around an old table. And when the women saw Rosie, they all cried, "Rosie!" Suddenly, Rosie felt nervous, and her cheeks got hot, and a twisty feeling crept up into her stomach. She ducked behind Great Aunt Rose. "It's okay, kiddo," said Aunt Rose. "That's just the Blue River Creek Riveters, and they don't bite, except for Letty. But she's trying out her new false teeth." "Oh, that's a funny joke," said Great Aunt Rose, and she started to laugh. And she laughed louder and louder, and she laughed so hard that she started to wheeze, and she started to cry. Pretty soon, all the riveters were laughing with her. It was not a funny joke, but Rosie decided that she liked the old women, and she relaxed. Just then, the oldest woman in a wheelchair looked at her and said, "Well, what are you gonna do?" The twisty feeling creeped back up inside Rosie, and she said, "About what?" "What are you gonna do about the emergency?" she said. "After all, that's why you're here." Dun, dun, dun. And that's all I'm going to tell you. Don't you hate it when people do that? Thank you. So the book is very highly illustrated again by David. And, oh, I have so many things to tell you, but there are lots of connections in the pictures between the novels and also in all of the picture books. There's secrets that David hides, and he doesn't even tell me. I have to find them. And then I send him a note and say, "David, is this something blah, 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 blah?" And he's from Britain, and he's very polite, and he always says the same thing. He always says, "Oh, I hope you don't mind." And I say, "Oh, yes, do stop being so awesome. You crazy guy." Okay, I'll tell you one last thing, and then if we have questions, we'll try to answer some. The next thing is that in the spring, there will be another chapter book, and this one is called Ada Twist and the Perilous Pants. Perilous means dangerous. Did you know that pants could be dangerous? Well, they can. They can be terribly dangerous. Do you remember the uncle with the big helium pants? Well, his name is Uncle Ned. That's Rosie's Uncle Ned. And Rosie is raised by her uncles and aunts. And he's one of the uncles who's raising Rosie. Well, Uncle Ned loves to go on walks with Uncle Fred, her other uncle, the zookeeper. And that means he puts on his helium pants and Uncle Fred holds his rope while they walk. And they go through Blue River Creek. But one day, Uncle Fred sees a snake. And you remember, what does Uncle Fred do when he sees a snake? Because he likes the snakes. He goes to pick it up. What do you think he does with Uncle Ned's rope? And what happens to Uncle Ned? He is gone with the wind. And so it's up to Ada Twist and Rosie and Iggy to find out where he went and to get him back down to Earth safely. So that's a fun book, too. I had so much fun writing it. Again, thank you all. I want to say you guys give yourselves a big round of applause, and we'll have questions in a second. So, yay, you're amazing. I will sit back in my throne. I will practice my royal wave. I've watched The Crown. I know how it rolls. I would love to answer questions if anybody has one. Yes. What is my book based off? Well, the first book was Iggy Peck Architect. And I wrote that book because when my son was your age, he loved to build things. And he built from, like, he'd go in the kitchen and he'd pull out the cans of soup, or he'd pull out pots and pans and he'd make towers. And I thought that was cool. So I thought, what if there was a kid who wanted to be an architect? And so I wrote Iggy Peck. And then just from the text of that story, David Roberts created this crazy, very stylish, sort of mid-century, awesome world. And I should tell you, too, that David was, he went to university and studied fashion illustration. So if you've ever wondered how all those people are so cool, it's because that's David's, like, he is so styling. I am not styling. I have no sense of fashion. So we balance the universe, I feel. And so now, after that, looking at the class that he drew, I go and I look at the clues, because each kid in that class, each thing in that book is there for a purpose. There's nothing, and I mean nothing. No detail is random. And so I look at the pictures and I try to riddle out, who are you? What's your deal? And I wrote Rosie because I looked at the classroom and I noticed that you never see both of her eyes. Her hair is always hiding her eyes, and she's like, she's trying to be invisible because she's shy. And I love shy people. My sister was a very shy person, is still a shy person. And she taught me that shy people aren't always going like this, blah, 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 blah. But they're always watching, they're always listening, and they're always thinking, and they're creative. And so that's why I wrote Rosie Revere. And Ada Twist I wrote because in Iggy Peck, where they're making the bridge, everybody's finding shoes and shoestrings and fruit roll-ups, except Ada is standing there going like this. What's she doing? She's thinking. And I thought, that kid's curious. I want to see, like, she's a scientist. She's full of questions. And that's what happened. Yes. You might have to scream. Oh, thank you. Well, that's awesome. Thank you, and thank you for that. I know it's hard to like when it's loud. See, she was just saying that her school uses them to study growth mindset, which is like the when you fail, that's just part, you know about this, yeah. It's just something, that's just part of the process. I think one of the coolest things that I've had a chance to do as an author, and it's totally unexpected, but the Rosie Revere and now Ada Twist have both been sent to the International Space Station as part of a program. I know, I get chills thinking about it. As part of a program called Storytime from Space. And it's a program where they take picture books and an astronaut reads them and they download the videos. So if you go to AndreaBeatty.com, you can find the video for it, a link to it. And the coolest thing, though, was getting to meet astronauts and all of these engineers. And just for them, like, I went to see the launch, and it did not go up the first day because there were too many clouds. It didn't go up the second day because there was too much wind. It didn't go up the third day because there was too much wind. And you know what? All those astronauts and people, they were just like, okay, do-do-do-do. And I'm going, but it didn't go up. Ah, I was a nervous wreck. And they're like, yeah, you know. Okay, I think last question, and then I need to go out there. And, yeah. And yes, go ahead. Yeah, that's exactly right. She's saying if you make a mistake, you shouldn't give up because you can learn from your mistakes. Absolutely. And you had a question as well? It's okay. I forget too. I actually have forgotten where my house is. And I came to Boston looking for it, and then I realized it's in Chicago. Well, that I'm glad I came here anyhow. I need to go out there because they're giving me the sign. 1 minute. I'm like, ah. But come through and ask me questions out there, okay? Thank you all so much. I so appreciate it so much.